What? At first, Miranda thought it was a joke. Some private, inside joke the group had decided to play on her, just to see how she'd react. Except she didn't get the joke. She didn't understand the joke. And slowly it began to dawn on her that Rue's stare wasn't wavering, that Rue wasn't smiling, and that the others had gone silent. That they were watching Rue with strange expressions on their faces, and there was an undercurrent in the air, like cold electricity. What? She managed to say again. I don't understand. She wanted to say more, but her voice stuck in her throat. She wanted to walk away from them, but her stomach had gone queasy.
Rue?
Ashley whispered.
What's wrong?
Seemingly puzzled, Rue glanced at each of them in turn, then back at Miranda.
You know, she said matter-of-factly, Jonas Hayes, your grandfather? I mean, what's it like? Aren't you scared?
Parker snorted a laugh.
Jesus, Rue!
Gage said nothing, only folded his arms across his chest. He leaned back against the wall and focused on something outside the classroom window. Scared? Miranda's mind was whirling. Her head was beginning to pound. What are you talking about?
Nothing,
Ashley broke in. Reaching for Miranda's hand, she gave it a quick squeeze.
Look, Rue gets everything mixed up. Don't pay any attention to her.
Miranda's head pounded harder.
Lunatic? My grandpa? Why are they all watching me like that? I can't stand it.
Miranda!
Ashley sounded alarmed.
Are you okay?
But Miranda couldn't answer. It was Rue's voice that answered instead, toneless, coming from some far-off place.
I thought she knew about her grandfather. I thought she knew, or I wouldn't have said anything.
You're so pale.
Ashley's hands were on Miranda's shoulders now, patting gently.
Do you want some water?
Maybe she's going to pass out, Parker said. Maybe you should slap her or something.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Parker.
Well, I didn't mean hit her hard.
This isn't the football field. Nobody's going to hit anybody.
I'm fine. Miranda nodded. Honest. I'm fine. But her stomach was churning, dry heaves almost, at the back of her throat. She should have had something for lunch, should have eaten breakfast like Mom told her to do.
What?
About my grandfather. But it was as if she hadn't spoken.
She is pale, Gage insisted. Do you think she's gonna be sick?
Parker was instantly on his feet.
Turn her the other way!
I told you I'm fine!
Miranda snapped back at him, at all of them. Why couldn't they just mind their own business? Wasn't she already going through enough without adding more people and problems to her train wreck of a life? The classroom, the study group, everything blurred in a hot rush of anger. She wanted to escape, but she couldn't see the door.
And if only it were that easy, Miranda thought. If only there were some magical door I could just escape through and be happy again.
Not enough that the hurricane had struck. Everything lost, everything gone. No house anymore, no possessions. Mom's business completely wiped out. Old friends, dear friends. Never seen again friends. Some hopefully relocated to places unknown. Others left behind, helpless victims and heartbreaking fatalities of the storm.
We'll go home again someday,
Mom had promised her, trying to sound both brave and comforting.
This is a temporary situation, Miranda.
Miranda had wanted so much to believe her, but deep down, she wondered if Mom really believed it herself.
Just till we get back on our feet, Mom kept insisting. Just till then. It's not like we'll have to live in Saint Yvette forever.
Saint Yvette. Saint Yvette, Louisiana. To Miranda, who'd spent her whole life on the sparkling white beaches of Florida, they might just as well have been moving to the darkest end of the earth.
So why can't we just get our own place?
she'd begged her mother. Why do we have to live with relatives I don't even know? Because. And for just a heartbeat, she'd seen true panic in her mother's expression, a look so foreign that it scared her. Because, Mom had repeated as the look vanished and her voice calmed. We don't have anywhere else to go.